Welcome to episode 22 of the NADPOD Pomo 2022 edition of Nisha's Narrative with Shadows Pub. During November, I'm reading some of the shorter works by Leo Tolstoy. Today's story is The Two Brothers, and it'll be told in two parts. Two brothers set out on a journey together. At noon, they lay down in a forest to rest. When they woke up, they saw a stone lying next to them. There was something written on the stone, and they tried to make out what it was. "Whoever finds this stone," they read, "let him go straight into the forest at sunrise. In the forest, a river will appear. Let him swim across the river to the other side, and there he will find a she-bear and her cubs. Let him take the cubs from her and run up the mountain with them without once looking back. On the top of the mountain, he will see a house, and in that house, he will find happiness." When they read what was written on the stone, the younger brother said, "Let us go together. We can swim across the river, carry off the bear cubs, take them to the house on the mountain, and together find happiness." "I am not going into the forest after bear cubs," said the elder brother, "and I advise you not to go. In the first place, no one can know whether what is written on this stone is the truth. Perhaps it was written in jest. It's even possible that we have not read it correctly. In the second place, even if what is written here is the truth, suppose we go into the forest and night comes and we cannot find the river. We shall be lost. And if we do find the river, how are we going to swim across it? It may be broad and swift. In the third place, even if we swim across the river, do you think it is an easy thing to take her cubs away from a she-bear? She will seize us, and instead of finding happiness, we shall perish, and all for nothing. In the fourth place, even if we succeed in carrying off the bear cubs, we could not run up a mountain without stopping to rest. And, most important of all, the stone does not tell us what kind of happiness we shall find in that house. It may be that the happiness awaiting us there is not at all the sort of happiness we would want." The two brothers seem to be in opposition on how they view the message the younger brother found. Which one will prove to be right? Or will they be both right from their own perspective and needs? Siblings may be raised together, but every person has their own unique personality. Thank you for listening to episode 22. The next episode will feature the conclusion of The Two Brothers.